Not the most successful day for the Irish in Tokyo then at the Olympic Games, but I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, let's start with Elise Flanagan. Perhaps a step into the unknown for her today, but boy, did she deliver.
Absolutely, absolutely, Dermot. She really did deliver. And to be honest, with 38 degrees heat and serious humidity, I was kind of scared for her, you know, in terms of the ranking that she went into with, on the race and so on, and her inexperience. But she really, really, really stepped up very maturely to the race and was competitive throughout and hung on to a group and done everything that a seasoned athlete would do. And as we know now, 9:34.86, a new personal best for her. Third best ever time by an Irish athlete. And she's a young athlete, she's a development athlete, she's there for the experience, she's realistic, she knows why she's there, and she knows how realistic her challenge would be. And I was very impressed with every aspect of her period of time out there, in terms of how she reacted, how she dealt with interviews, and how most of all, how she dealt with the searing heat that existed, early morning with us this morning, but different time scale with them.
Yeah, because her preparations for this event, Patsy, were quite limited in terms of the time. But taking 6 seconds off a PB, especially in such difficult racing conditions, that's some going.
Yeah, it is. And when you add into that as well, you know, Dermot, she had a pretty tough NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Championship a season. Of course, she did extremely well. She raced a lot. She succeeded a lot in the States. And then she came home and, she got back into the game then. So it's been a long, long season for her. But to hit a really big PB like that, and, you know, What it would tell you is, you know, that the experience and the time that she's running 9:34.86 last night with us would suggest that she can qualify for all major games going forward, World Championships, European Championships, like next Olympics. She has a great future ahead of her.
And tell me, I suppose, a bit like Mona McSharry, Patsy, she's got youth on her side and already setting her sights, never mind those big championships that you're mentioning, she's already talking about Paris 2024.
Yes, well, that's what she should be doing, and that's what Mona McSharry should be doing and is doing. Both of them are absolute credit. And, you know, they just indicate, as I've said continually, Dermot, they indicate that it can be done out of Sligo, out of North Sligo, it can be done out of Ballyshannon, and it can be done out of Gortin. It can be done, but it's all about making the right decisions and just getting the head down and working very hard and keeping the head and staying humble and just listening to the coaches. And that's what both of those girls have done.
Yeah, it's been one of the highlights of the weekend, hasn't it? I suppose at this stage, Patsy, you've had a wee bit of time to weigh up Mark English's performance from yesterday morning. What's your thoughts on that now at this stage?
Well, it's easy for someone else to come in and give thoughts on it, but I mean, my thoughts were that, you know, possibly that the opportunity was there for him to qualify for the semi-final. I have no doubt that he'll be disappointed, and is disappointed, and the thing that it didn't unfold for him properly. But why did it not unfold for him properly? That's only he can answer that. But he did get hemmed in, but a gap did open at one point in the race, and you felt coming down that home straight that he could catch the Polish guy, but that didn't materialise, and his time wasn't fast enough. And it has to be said very clearly that Mark is a very, very experienced athlete, has been to Europeans, has won medals at Europeans, and has been in World and Olympic Games prior, and he needs to be disappointed. And I would love to think, and he has indicated, that he will move on next year and go to the World Championships and target the World Championships. And he has a qualifying standard, that 1:44.71 that he ran in Castellón in Spain, that just the day before the qualification deadline, that would suggest that that time will qualify him to compete in the next World Championship. So he just needs to sit down with his coach, Phelan Kelly, and ask the questions, and ask the questions of himself, ask the questions of the coach, and decide what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you've got a feel for these athletes, Patsy, haven't you? Whenever, you know, in the immediacy after a race, they're placed in front of the media and they're asked the difficult questions, and they've got to give their feelings. And Mark's always honest, and he wears his heart on his sleeve, but he couldn't hide his disappointment yesterday.
Ah, no, no, he would be gutted. Like, I mean, it's just, it's devastating. And, you know, athletes put so much into it, and I don't know if everybody understands exactly how much they do. Their life, they love the life, and, you know, and you know, with their family and with the people that are supporting them and all that. And then when it doesn't happen, and there is a possibility that it should have happened, then it's devastating. It's seriously, seriously devastating. And you see all these, you know, these debates going on now about mental health and all that. And I'm not really into that to the point that I'm listening to it all now. But I do realise how tough it is. I've dealt with it. I've dealt with the challenge of the athlete who doesn't perform at a major championship is a serious challenge for a management team, or indeed for anybody, or coaches, or anybody. It's a tough one, and obviously, you know, you have to be honest. You know, there was a period in Irish athletics when athletes, and it used to drive me stone mad. You know, I used to go to the mix zone, and they obviously, some of them had a kind of a ready-made excuse for why they didn't perform. It wasn't their day, or it wasn't this, or it wasn't that, and that just drove you stone mad. And you know, but just need to take responsibility. And this bunch of athletes now are beginning to take responsibility. But you know, I said coming out of London 2017 World Championships, this World Championship level, this Olympic level, is a brutal, brutal game. And you know, you need to be ready for it, and you need to be able to handle it. And that's what it hasn't dissipated since those days. So you just have to deal with it. It's tough. It's a tough world.
Yeah, well, on that then, Patsy, Brendan Boyce is next up as far as the Northwest athletes are concerned, and Finn Valley members, and we're really looking forward to this one. Is he in the right place, Patsy? He gives off the impression that he's got the mind firmly focused on what needs to be done.
Yes, but Brendan always goes into every championship, you know, with a very strong mental approach, and with, you know, an indication in his own head that what he thinks he can do and what he should do and what he's capable of doing. And on one occasion in Doha, obviously, that happened. He really produced a massive world-class performance. And that must be uppermost in his mind now. It is the last big world championship race that he competed in. So he's prepared very, very extremely well. He's really prepared well. He's been nearly a month in Spain in the Sierra Nevada Mountains there training. And, you know, he's now gone out and he's got a good period of periodization out there and acclimatization. So I know Brendan will be absolutely up for this, you know. But look, again, when you throw the global content into this, the Chinese and the Japanese and the Canadians, and I've gone through the lists, I've gone through all the elements of this. This is going to be yet another tough one. It's been held in Sapporo. That's north of Tokyo. It's been held in Sapporo with a view to the climate being more easier on the marathon runners and indeed on the walkers, and you just hope that the conditions will favour them a little bit. But it's going to be a serious challenge. You know, he feels that he can shake a medal, and well, that's fair enough. You know, that's mental, as long as it's for real, which I really believe it is with him. And let's see how it all shakes out. But there's no doubt about it. I've been on trackside, I've been on roadside with him at major championships for years, and he does give everything. He does give absolutely everything. So we can be guaranteed that Brendan Boyce will go to the well big time, you know.
Well, let's hope so. Patsy, like the rest of us though, on this occasion, you're watching from afar. But just to give listeners a feel or a flavour of what actually your couple of weeks are like when the Olympics are on. I mean, are you in touch now with your club members like Mark and Eilish and Brendan on a day-to-day basis? Will you be speaking to Brendan ahead of Friday's race?
Oh yeah, you're in touch with the athletes, and you're not torturing them either. You know, you're not over the top. You know, because you know they have a job to do and they need focus, and you're in a different time zone, so you be very careful how you make the contact. And you know, but you do keep the contact, and you wait for the reaction, and you go back. You know, but you know, you just there's a way of handling it. Well, I certainly have a way of handling it, and you don't torture them, and you don't get in their way, and you know, that's the way it's been. And yes, I'll be in touch with the athletes, I'll be in touch with people that are out there, I'll be in touch with people that are in the stadium, and I get feedback and I get you know, a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. So look, it's just, you know, it's just when you were in the game, people can relate to you and let you know, and then you're able to read it because you know what the environment's like. So that's kind of where I'm at, and you know, I'm up half the night thinking, watching stuff with the Irish, and then I try and get a couple of hours sleep and go again, you know, and because club activity here and stuff continues and stuff. So look, it's a different approach, but you know your head's in it. Your head's definitely in it.
Yeah, good stuff, Patsy. Brilliant to talk as always. Thanks a million, and we wish Brendan all the best later next weekend. And in the meantime, well done to Mark and Eilish, doing themselves, doing their clubs, doing their families proud.
Thanks, Dermot. And we maybe should mention the three Donegal athletes that were out in France at the weekend. The under 18 athletes did extremely well, particularly Adrienne Galm. She did a 57.63. She could finish third in that international, like France under 18 international. And the two other Donegal athletes, Oisin Kelly from Cranford, he finished sixth in 156.96. And then we had a 14.36 personal best for Lucy McGlynn from the Tyrconnell Club, finishing sixth. So great opportunity for them. And you know, you hope that Athletics Ireland will provide more opportunities like this for these young athletes to get them out into the world and competing. So that was good. And the weekend also was very, very positive in terms of records being broken at the Ulster Senior. Donegal had quite a good championships, and you know, we had two Donegal javelin records. Gareth Crawford with a 67 plus from the Leicester Man Club, his first time over 67. Well done to him. And on the javelin as well, Ellie McCurdy, she broke the Donegal record as well. So that was the big news coming from Belfast, as well as Cara Laverty. She won the 800 metres with a new Finn Valley Club record that stood for 33 years, and she did the 209.27. She's a young athlete, so that's exciting for her. And of course, the two boys that have dominated Irish shot put all season, both nationally and in every respect, James Kelly and Gavin McLaughlin of Finn Valley. They were 1-2, James winning and Gavin second. So it was a good day. It was a good day. And plus, when you add in Summer Leckie winning the high jump and another Donegal athlete third in that event, Shannon Craig. It was a good day overall for Donegal. So a lot of positive stuff going on over the weekend.
Brilliant stuff, Patsy. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Dermot.